Okay, this is a Traffic and Safety Commission meeting on March 20th, 2019. We'll take roll. Chairman Reese?
Here.
Commissioner Gillis?
Here.
Commissioner Bass? Commissioner Cleary?
Here.
Commissioner Asga?
Here.
Commissioner Giraman? Commissioner Wade?
Here.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. We have two sets of them.
You have two sets?
Yes.
Any comment on the minutes before we vote? Second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
2 minutes.
Unanimous. Okay.
All right. Folks, we're here for the Traffic and Safety Commission meeting. I don't know how many of you have been here before, but we take public comment on items on the agenda. Then at the end, we usually decide if we're going to vote to on a motion to recommend something to the village board. What we recommend is non-binding, but it's so we're an advisory commission, and then if we do make a recommendation, then it would be up to the board, and especially things that would require some kind of a change of ordinance. Some things don't require a change, so we can just get done through Public Works. There are two things on the agenda. One involves the intersection of Bonnie Bray and Oak, and then there's another item on the agenda related to some restrictions of parking around the south of the train station, around Keystone and Linden. Is there anyone here for that second matter, the parking around Keystone and Linden? Okay. And then the rest are here for Bonnie Bray. Can we try to maybe knock out the Keystone and Linden issue first? I don't think that'll take that long. I think the Bonnie Bray one might take just a little longer. So maybe we can knock that out and then let you continue on your way. Do you want to go ahead and make a comment?
Certainly.
If you would, if you wouldn't mind, just so it is recorded.
Hi, my name is Veronica Ovenen, and I'm here with my husband, Peter Ovenen. We are the residents and homeowners of 241 Gale. It's between Gale and Keystone. The entrance to our house is on Linden. Instead of having a backyard, we have a side yard. Our house faces north. From what we read on the proposals, recommendations to, I believe there's an issue with parking, commuter parking. And we've noticed a higher influx of cars parking on Linden. Currently, they're only allowed to park on the between Gale and Thatcher. And they're also allowed to park on Gale, on the 200 block of Gale. Not outside our house, which again, our house is the entrance, the main entrance is on Linden. So one of the recommendations here is that, I think it's a third recommendation, that it would allow, if I read it correctly, if my husband and I read it correctly, it would not allow cars to park on the north side of Linden. But as we interpreted, it would allow cars to park on the south side of Linden between Thatcher and Forest. So that basically, if that goes forward, you're basically having all these commuters parking in front of our house. So it would cover the entire front of our house and our backyard, our side yard. So basically, I did the math, and you could at least fit 8 cars. So you would be blocking our entire front.
The only qualifier I want to throw out there is that the recommendation is that those zones on Thatcher, the two sides of your property, they're resident permit zones. So only residents within these areas get permits to park in that zone. So commuters from other portions of the village would not be able to park.
So
okay.
So it is a little confusing, because I think there are a series of recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one that you're focused on is that the third recommendation would be to allow some parking on the north side of Linden. I think that's what you're talking about.
It would. Actually, it says no parking on the north side of Linden.
Yeah, the police department memo got into a few different recommendations. The memo from me to the Traffic and Safety Commission kind of boiled it down to one final recommendation, and that was after we as staff discussed it with the police department after their findings and their little investigation. The very last page of the agenda shows a map, and it's recommending basically there are some parking restrictions down in that area that allow resident permit zones.
Right.
that's all we're recommending, is that we increase the area of those zones so that only residents from this area can park in those zones. Commuters from other portions would not be able to.
So what that would mean is the existing, so for example, right on the, like the 300 block of Gale?
200 block.
Well, I know, but I'm saying right now on the 300 block of Gale and on the 300 block of Keystone, it's resident permit parking only, meaning it's not open to River
right.
Forest residents, it's open to like you, people who are resident, and only you who have a permit to park in that area would be able to park during those hours.
Yes, so thank you for hearing me out and clarifying, because we were certainly concerned. If currently there is a sign outside our house on Linden between Gale and Keystone that only residents with permits can park there from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. So commuters don't park there.
Right.
So you're, as I understand correctly, you're telling me that those signs would not be removed.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
They're going to be added to.
They're going to be added to. Okay.
That's going to be expanded because, you know, you've noticed people have been parking over east, west of you.
A lot, yes.
So it'll be expanded so that people won't be able to park there for commuter parking, and then that will also be expanded down to the 200 blocks
of Keystone.
Thatcher and Keystone,
yes.
and Forest. So that's the intention.
Can I speak?
Sure.
So that sounds like the first recommendation, is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Are you addressing the second one at all with the time?
This is... Right, so we were, this is the recommendation that staff has made to the Traffic and Safety Commission. The goal, again, after discussing with the police department, after they kind of came up with their findings, was to try to remain consistent with the rest of those permit zones that are down there. So hence the consistency, as Chairman Reese said, where the hours would be the same, the zones would be the same, and they're all full blocks. So we're not taking anything away. We're just adding those similar zones to some of those side streets where all the commuters have parked seemingly since we restructured the commuter parking rates further north.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for clarifying. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here on the parking restriction down on Thatcher, Gale, and Keystone? Any comment from the members of the commission?
I have one question for Jeff. So the no parking zone that's on Linden that this young lady was just talking about, is that because of the issues with pulling out on Linden going on to Thatcher?
Yeah, that became more of a...
The width of the street type.
Yeah, and a general congestion with emergency vehicles, things of that
okay.
nature, and some of the higher speeds coming off of Thatcher Avenue. So that's why that got a little bit different treatment.
Got it. Okay.
And by that, Rick was talking about on the north side of Linden, west of you.
West of us, yes.
Yeah, that would be no parking. The rest of the area would be the restricted permit parking only from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. And so it's really intended to deal with the commuters who are parking there instead of paying for the parking up on. All right. Could we get a motion to approve the recommendation as stated in Jeff's memo of March 20th?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Any further comment before we vote? All right. Let's vote on it.
Chairman Reese?
Aye.
Commissioner Gillis?
Yes.
Commissioner Bass? Commissioner Cleary?
Yes.
Commissioner Osga?
Yes.
Commissioner Jaramin?
Yes.
Commissioner Wade?
Yes.
Do we need to restate or you have it based on
I've got it,
memo?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda is a request to address traffic calming at the intersection of Bonnie Bray and Oak Avenue. So before we turn it over to public comment, are you folks generally aware of the recommendations that have been made? Okay. If anyone would like to address the issue, you're welcome to address it. If you wouldn't mind, just give us your name and address and let us know your thoughts.
Good evening. My name is Mark Christensen. I'm here with my wife, and we live at 632 Bonnie Bray on the southeast corner of the intersection in question, and I'm here to make comments on the traffic evaluation. I've prepared written comments that I've emailed to Jeff, and I have copies for you after my comments. We love where we live, and I've lived at this address for 16 years. Best practices in traffic evaluation look at a myriad of factors to address traffic calming measures. As a traffic management expert, KLOA would agree with this statement. Those factors include the residential public use of the street for bicycle and foot traffic, the impact of commercial development in the area that requires vehicle access, the proximity and effectiveness of arterial streets, the data of the volume of traffic and who comprises that volume, and the benefits and burdens of any remedial options. This traffic evaluation, notwithstanding good intentions, fails to address these factors, providing a narrow perspective inconsistent with best practices in some of the alternates that are proposed. Let me begin, because I live there, with my neighbors, of the residential public use of Oak and Bonnie Bray for purposes other than vehicles. Oak Avenue is the community Broadway, a gathering place for jogging clubs north and south in the village, who when running east turn either right or left on Bonnie Bray. I hear the voices of my neighbors every morning before the sun rises. Both streets are used as recreational bike paths to train young riders, for young families, serious riders, and groups of children from primary school to high school. Bonnie Bray is the college walking path from Concordia to the shopping area, a pilgrimage to DSW, Whole Foods, Walgreens, and Starbucks. It is the footpath of families who walk east on Oak and then south on Bonnie Bray diagonally through the park to catch a train downtown, shop, see a movie, or eat at a restaurant. Understanding this intersection as one of the most interesting points in the life of the village is completely missed by this traffic evaluation and not even mentioned. And this leads to suggestions to quiet traffic that actually exacerbate safety and destroy this community asset. Specifically, alternative two curb extensions create a gauntlet that forces runners and bicyclists into a narrow area competing with cars. The wrong crosswalk in alternative one is identified for striping. There's five places where people cross there. Four of them are identified, but there's one which is west, on the west side of Bonnie Bray. This is the one that's used by almost everyone and all the college students that come south on Bonnie Bray. They walk on the west side of Bonnie Bray, cross Oak, and then walk on the east side of Bonnie Bray. That, an alternative one, that is not identified for striping, which indicates to me that when the plan was done and people went out and observed, they really didn't get a feel for the residential use. A traffic evaluation conducted to pursuant to best practices would segregate the issues at this intersection into three categories: volume of traffic, community use, which I've just discussed, and safety. The issue here is volume of traffic. That's really the issue that all of us face, is the volume of traffic. And it has increased on Oak and Bonnie Bray due to the restrictions of movement on cars on adjacent arterial streets. There are three. Harlem Avenue has three lights at Chicago Avenue, Quick, and Lake that most people moving north, south, east, or west would prefer to avoid, throwing traffic onto Bonnie Bray. Lake Street essentially dead ends going east into Harlem, given the snail's pace of traffic through the business district of Oak Park. Chicago Avenue, which provided a clear through street from 17th Avenue and Maywood to Lake Michigan, is now as narrow as a paved over cow path in the colonial section of Boston, Massachusetts. I haven't met one resident, and no disrespect to this board, but I haven't met one resident, not one, that is like what we've done on Chicago Avenue. And what has it done? It's thrown more traffic over on Oak because it's so narrow with the curb extensions there. According to the SWRTS plan drafted by the same expert consultant, we're now going to stop sign every intersection on Oak Avenue. Notwithstanding that most studies show that when you stop sign every intersection, it actually increases speed because people psychologically speed between the stop signs to make up for having to stop at every intersection. The problem now is that Oak and Bonnie Bray are the de facto arterial streets for our neighborhood because we've calmed the real arterial streets. Best practices requires an honest, transparent evaluation of the impact of the current traffic flow on residential streets by other historic traffic management decisions. Now, some of you may have been serving at this time, some may not, but in 2003 to 2006, there was a study performed under the direction, I believe, of this commission on this very intersection. It showed the volume of traffic was most prevalent during the morning and evening rush hour. I can personally attest to that from my observation post on my front porch. That study was reported to have shown that at that time, 3/4 of the vehicles were not residents, but simply cutting through. 3/4. Now, vehicles cannot cut through between Thatcher and Harlem from North Avenue. They cannot easily cut through if they're traveling on Thatcher. And if they're coming south on Harlem, they can't cut through until they get to August. But for myself and my neighbors living in the southeast corner of River Forest, we don't share the privileges that the other residents of River Forest do. We live in the cut-through speedway of River Forest. Come in the intersection without addressing the underlying cause of the volume of traffic will only result in traffic backing up at the intersection, creating more noise and more pollution. I'm very grateful my neighbor Rachel Glick has brought this issue to the village. We need a fresh look, but this traffic evaluation with respect to the volume of traffic is not comprehensive nor true to best practices. I believe at least presently we can achieve safety at the intersection with striping and aggressive police enforcement of rolling stops. No doubt I myself may end up contributing to the village coffers by getting tickets, but with great police enforcement, that we should not underestimate the deterrence and enhancing safety with that. I want to make clear, too, that I am opposed to curb extensions that narrow the road, reducing driveway clearance on the north side of Oak. That reduces parking for our guests. It forces the children and joggers and cars into a narrow space, and the cars that are on the north of Oak have to back out into that narrow space from their driveways. I'm also opposed to additional stop signs in Alternative 3B, because that's only going to serve to back up traffic and increase pollution. And moreover, while the SWRT plan has suggested installing LED flashing stop signs near school intersections, the use of those flashing signs at this intersection would turn this residential area into Times Square. The LED lights, on average, have a 2,500-foot visibility, which would impair the quiet enjoyment of the internal space of my home and many others, and quite frankly, adversely impact the fair market value of my home. It is bad enough that I now have 3 streetlights with increased wattage lighting up my bedrooms to the cracks of the blackout shades. To add red strobe lights to this brightened ambience is beyond comprehension. I imagine myself as Paul Newman in Cool Hand Luke, cutting out the stop signs on a hot summer night with a cold brew in hand. As your neighbor, fellow resident, taxpayer, citizen, I would simply ask that you figure out how to reduce the volume of traffic and in the meantime, adopt alternate 1, stripe the sidewalks with the extra sidewalk that I've identified, and write some more tickets. Thank you very much.
Can I just ask you a question? Did you receive the petition that was circulated by your neighbors?
I did not.
Okay, because I know your name is not on it.
It is not. I did not receive it, and I did not sign it.
All right, thank you.
But I am sympathetic very sympathetic for why it was circulated.
Anyone else like to address this issue? So just 1 second, if you don't mind, before you start. Mr. Christensen, you said, I want to make sure we were clear with what you were in favor of. At this point, among recommendations, you're in favor of a version of Alternative 1, which is basically the striping, but you would prefer the west part of the intersection of Oak to be striped, not the current one that's shown. Is that what you're recommending?
Yeah, if you look at Alternative 1 on Oak, there's 2 stripings, 1 west and east, and there's a crosswalk in between.
Right.
I think that should be striped in addition to the 2.
You're saying in addition to, not in lieu of. Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Just want to be clear with what you were asking for. Okay. Please.
Hi, I'm Rachel Glick. I live at 703 Bonnie Bray, and I am not the newest resident, but I'm certainly one of the newer residents. So the reason that I created this petition was because I had a fresh set of eyes viewing the intersection. I am a corner lot. I'm right at the corner of Oak and Bonnie Bray. And this past summer, I just saw a lot of cars going extremely fast. I have not seen the plan that's being discussed. I saw the Safe Walk to Schools plan. I don't recall seeing this one that you're all currently looking at. But as a new resident with 2 young children, being at the corner lot and imagining my kids playing out in the yard, I got concerned because, like I said, the speed of the cars, the volume of the cars, and I wanna note that the volume of the cars, for whatever reason, is increased during the summer. And it's not just because I'm outside more and I see more cars. Cars just tend to drive faster, and for whatever reason, are out and about more, and so during the summertime when kids are off of school and they're playing outside, they're playing on bikes, they're running across the street, neighbors are friends with each other, they, you know, want to dart across to their neighbor's house that's at a diagonal. And Bonnie Bray and Oak is a very awkward intersection. So a lot of cars that come through, as was noted, are not residents of River Forest, and they're not necessarily familiar with that intersection. They don't know that there's a three-way stop. You know, there's their stop, there's the stop that's much further away on Oak, and then there's also the stop on Bonnie Bray. So cars that are heading west on Oak from Harlem will come to the intersection of Bonnie Bray. They will barely stop there, and then they will get confused because there's another car heading east on Oak that may be also turning left on Bonnie Bray. They don't know if they should stop. It's just very confusing. So in the petition that I created, I was asking for some form of traffic calming to slow cars or help cars to understand what they're supposed to do at that intersection. And you know, what I heard from a lot of people was that they've yet to see a problem. There's never been an accident at that location. And of course, the question is, should we wait for an accident at that location before we take action? Of course not. We might as well take action now. And since there's a comprehensive plan that's taking, that's going on in River Forest, now seems like a good time to take advantage of that and install something such as crosswalks, perhaps just more notification that there is a stop sign, you can paint the street. I'm not necessarily sure about best practices, as my neighbor Dan Christensen said, but there are some best practices that would help to slow and calm cars at that intersection. Just some of the comments that some of my neighbors who couldn't be here tonight have made. Other neighbors who live directly at that corner said that when they're backing out of their driveway, despite looking both ways many times, all of a sudden a car will be right up behind them because the cars are coming very fast and they're coming out of nowhere. And that's very shocking for this particular neighbor to be backing out of her driveway in a what should be a quiet residential area and suddenly have a car right on her tail, eager to proceed along Oak towards Harlem. And many of my neighbors, when I brought this to their attention, brought up the intersection of Oak and Harlem. That's a clearly much more dangerous intersection, but it's also of concern to us because we are just one block away. And so we are often the ones who are heading on Oak to Harlem Avenue. And that's a whole, what I was told is a whole separate issue, but it is an issue that we would also like to see addressed, which is that at Chase Bank and at McDonald's, despite the fact that there's signage that no one is supposed to turn left onto Harlem Avenue, people constantly turn left onto Harlem. And this creates a very dangerous situation for cars that are turning right from Oak Ave onto Harlem because they could hit a car turning left, which I know happened frequently. I used to live in Oak Park in one of the high rises, and I would see from my window frequent accidents at that intersection. So what we're looking for and what we're asking for is some kind of traffic calming measure at the intersection of Oak and Bonnie Bray, and also for the commission to move forward and look at the intersection of Harlem and Oak Ave.
So Rachel, if you want, while we hear other public comment, if you want to take a look at the recommendation.
That would be great. Thank you.
Jeff will show it to you. So basically, for the benefit of the audience, just in short, without going through all the detail, there was a recommendation from the traffic consultants, and they provided sort of a range of alternatives. The alternative one, and maybe 1A, if you will, alternative one is to install high visibility crosswalks. Mr. Christensen noted comment that, you know, perhaps there is an additional intersection they didn't mark that could be marked. As part of that, which I'll call 1A, would be the alternative of also adding some kind of a flashing, you know, light or a sign that would alert people to the fact that there's a crosswalk. And, you know, Mr. Christensen commented on that. And then the alternatives 2 and 3, you know, would be, And the idea isn't necessarily to do them all at once, but perhaps to do these incrementally. But an alternative 2 would be to start with some striping to basically narrow Oak Street on the south side. And then that could be made more permanent if that was a desired outcome. So those are kind of in short a range of the alternatives. So are there other folks who want to comment? And then after we hear the comment, we'll comment.
May I make a comment even though I don't live in that area?
Well, let's get the folks from the neighborhood first, and then if you want to comment too, sure, you're welcome to.
Daniel Lauber, 7215 Oak. Lived here 31 years, which I realize makes us newcomers, but I wanted to address the Bonnie Bray intersection with Oak as well as Oak and Harlem, which was the subject of Rachel's initial inquiry. I think it's a good practice in government, and I'm a city planner and a fair housing and zoning attorney working with cities all over the country. I think it's a good practice in government to use the least drastic means necessary to achieve legitimate government goals. The goal here being to slow down traffic and promote safety. The basic proposal and alternative one are the least drastic means necessary, and I would suggest very strongly that you implement those two recommendations rather than one of the more drastic, more expensive recommendations, and allow 6 months or a year to see how it works out. The striping, which I like to call Abbey Road striping, if you're old enough, you'll know what that means, certainly has a strong effect. I leave it up to the traffic engineers to determine whether or not adding striping at that other crosswalk that Mark identified is appropriate there, because that's an awful lot of striping in one area, but I think Jeff, as village engineer, probably can determine whether or not that would be effective. And I do want to tell you that Jeff has been incredible working with the neighbors, especially when we had our alley between Oak and Quick replaced twice, and providing adequate notice. And as I have told the village board, I wish the village would do that sort of practice in plain English notices and let us know well in advance for everything. But let's see what the effect is before you spend more. I'm very concerned with the ideas of narrowing the street. Vehicles, we are getting wider and larger. And as we shift more and more to electrical vehicles, I suspect they're going to keep getting wider and larger, as you may have seen with some of those Teslas, which makes getting around anywhere tougher. And I would urge you to be very cautious about narrowing the streets. It's also very likely that better lighting at that intersection would be helpful. I mean, I think the lighting in this village overall is simply abysmal. But at intersections like that, better lighting, lighting up the street more and the sidewalk around it using shields so it does not bleed into houses works very well. And we, being next to McDonald's and Chase Bank, we know that the shields work very, very well. They are lit up like daylight, but our backyard's dark and our front is dark because of the shields they put on the sides of the lights. More serious than the problems at this intersection, which I believe have been two accidents in the last 5 years, and I suspect one of those accidents was when our car was parked near the intersection. Woman turned and she hit our side view mirror and knocked the cover off when she saw a deer in a rear view mirror. Was a little bit startled. So it's not a lot of accidents, but I can understand the concern that people have about protecting their children from high-speed traffic. But even more serious, Rachel raised in her letter, was Harlem and Oak. I'll be candid, in 32 years, I cannot remember the last time we took a left turn at Harlem and Oak. It is just plain hazardous. I work in the home. My office oversees Harlem, McDonald's, and Chase Bank, and there isn't a month that goes by without screeching tires, largely because of people making left turns out of McDonald's or out of the bank, even though there is a symbol-style sign showing no left turn only. There are often crashes. I have called in these years a good number of accidents there. I would suggest that you give a little more thought to this and consider such things as one, and again, I don't, there's, because Harlem's a state road, there's complications involved. But if there's any way to make Harlem Oak a right turn only, that would help alleviate some of the problems. And I realize you've got the problem of three curb cuts very close to each other, which is not good traffic management. And it's not your fault. It's something we're just stuck with. But also, at McDonald's and Chase Bank, replace those symbol signs that say no left turn only with signs that say right turn only with an arrow showing the turn. That will have, I know a little bit about social psychology, that will have a greater impact on drivers and drive it really more home into them that they got to take a right turn and can't do a left turn.
Dan, can you just say again, where are those signs and what are, where?
Chase Bank going out into Harlem, their driveway, and McDonald's going out into Harlem, their driveway. Another alternative or supplement to that, I know the village is thrilled with its right turn cameras on Harlem and Lake and Harlem and North. What about cameras at those two properties to catch people turning left? I can guarantee you once someone has been ticketed for making an illegal left turn there, they're not going to do it again.
I just want to, for my own sake, I'm sorry. You're talking about people like exiting a McDonald's or exiting Chase onto Harlem.
Right.
Not
correct.
So much people turning northbound on Harlem, turning left onto Oak.
No, right.
Okay.
No. Okay. There's nothing you can do about that. It's something that's very necessary to allow.
Okay, just want to be clear what you're talking about.
Yeah. So those having cameras to give them tickets would be an extremely effective thing to do. With the people coming out of both of those, my guess would be the vast majority do not live in River Forest. These are serving a more regional customer base, but they are people that come there frequently. That's where they do their drive-through baking. That's where they do their, I don't know what to call it, eating McDonald's, eating their tasty poisons. I'm not a vegetarian by any means, but if you live next to McDonald's for 32 years, you know you don't really want to eat a McDonald's. I think awful lot of repeat customers, having the ticketing, the cameras and the ticketing possibility would help reinforce signs that say right turn only. I'm aware that curb cuts would be even better, except it's a state route, and when they rebuilt Harlem years ago, we were told by Greg Walker that they couldn't get curb cuts to force right turns because of the state. So, and I'm also aware that it is very impractical to make Oak one way in either direction. It just, the impracticalities are overwhelming. So I hope that you will recommend adoption of the basic and alternate one. And if it is sound, would be a sound practice to add that additional Abbey Road striping to the fifth intersection. And I would also suggest you might want to consider taking something from one of the other recommendations and adding to this. I think there was a recommendation of putting pedestrian crossing signs up as well.
That's potentially part of alternative one.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to possibly a good thing to include as well. It's not much we can do about the college students crossing. They will do what they want because, let's face it, we did what we wanted. So thank you very much.
That's two references to Abbey Road. All right. Anyone else? Sure.
Hello, I'm Shalondon Christensen, and I live at 632 Bonnie Bray. Our driveway is on Oak. And when I back out, I see a lot of bikers all the time, that who kind of will collide with my car, a lot of joggers, a lot of kids walking to school. Haven't had any issues with cars, but it's a wonderful block to live on, and I love to sit on my front porch and see people walk by and jog and the children. It's really nice. It is a lot of traffic in the mornings and in the evenings. I think the biggest issue is Harlem, what everyone says, with the McDonald's and the bank, and a lot of people cut through because it backs up when people are holding up traffic making that left turn, and they just cut through the neighborhood and they go really fast. I think the striping is the best issue. I think Chicago Avenue, for me, I hate going down it now. It's terrible with the narrow streets, and I think it's very dangerous. And I'm always thinking I'm going to hit those new curbs. And I would hate to see those curbs on Bonnie Bray and Oak. I think it would change the neighborhood. Our house, we cannot park on Bonnie Bray in front. We can only park on Oak. Our neighbor across the street cannot park in front of his house, so they park on the same side that our neighbors and ourselves park on Oak. And I think having that curb narrow in the street would impact us with our driveways being there and being able to park. So I also don't like the increased lighting. I don't know when the lighting was changed. It affects us because our bedroom is on Bonnie Bray, and it's very bright. We now have blackout shades, and it still creeps through. And I think blinking lights, I don't think we can take that. I don't understand how that would help us or help the neighbors with increased lighting. We like the fact that it's a bedroom community, that it's not brightly lit like Times Square. I just think it would change the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
All right. We'll clarify a few things. I did have one question. When you're talking about a street sign, a street light that's been installed that's bright.
I think the lighting has increased. Yes.
But you know what are you talking about?
Like an LED or
an overhead.
Within the last few years, the village has changed out all they're all LED bulbs now.
Okay.
So it's made everything really bright.
Okay.
Mine looks pretty good.
You had.
You can swap it out,
ma'am.
Yeah, it shines right there.
Let me jot that.
It's very bright.
Should go back to gas.
Yeah.
I still have your drawings because I didn't bring any of this. So my name is Megan Hunkley. I live at 700.
Megan what? Which was
Hunkley.
Hunkley. Okay.
I live at 700 Bonnie Bray, so I'm at the northeast corner, or northwest corner. Sorry. I have not had a chance to look at any of this before this evening when I came, but just from looking, I've witnessed people they do a slowdown, you know, like sometimes you get the police, they just slow down as they went around. I'm going to keep driving. I mean, people do that all the time. They're turning, and I'll be walking the dog, I'll be outside, and they're paying no attention. And I will say, some of the people have River Forest Village stickers in their windshields. I mean, it's not just people that don't live there. They just kind of do a look around and see if they need to stop and keep going. We have the most crosswalks that are in front of our house on Oak. So we've got these crosswalks. There's three you're proposing to put from our property across the street. And I know on some of the plans, like the alternative two, and it was, I think it was alternative two doesn't have those marked off, and neither does alternative three. The only one that seems to have them all marked off is alternative 3B, which I do think the two, the one that's at Bonnie Bray, the 700 block of Bonnie Bray that comes straight down the west side of Bonnie Bray and crosses Oak, that one is probably the most used because the people from Concordia, if they're walking back to the train, they come straight across, they just walk straight across the street. The one that crosses from Oak onto the 600 block onto the west side, which is across from your house, I feel like that one's used the least of. If I'm like when I see people during the day, I am around during the day.
Could you repeat that? Which one do you think is used the
least?
So
the one I think is used the least is going from the 600 block of Bonnie Bray on the west side.
So going north.
So yeah.
Going north towards.
Yes.
Chicago Avenue.
Yes, going north towards Chicago Avenue. So the westernmost crosswalk is the least used. I'm not saying they're not used, but
you're talking about the crosswalk across
from your house, like when it goes from like our driveway.
Excuse me, I'm just trying to get clarification.
Yes, sorry.
The one right next to your driveway.
Yes,
is the least used.
I believe it. I don't know. So.
You're saying the one.
Yeah, that people, this one.
They use these two. Yes. So they use
this one is the least used.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yes.
don't use the one next to
okay.
McDonald's.
Okay,
the two
we
in
need,
the middle are
okay,
the most
hold on.
Used.
That's
just
upside
wanna,
out.
I want to get clarification. So make sure you
yes.
look that this, in the
east
upper right-hand corner
is
the north.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So upper
yeah.
right-hand corner, north, just so we're all looking at the
yep,
same thing.
Yep, got it, yep.
So are you talking about the westernmost crosswalk on Oak Avenue or the easternmost?
So I would say both of those are used the least. The easternmost and the westernmost, the two that you get used more frequently are the two in the middle. If I'm
okay.
looking at some of the four crosswalks.
They don't use this one at all.
Yeah, that would be the easternmost is the least used. I think the westernmost is the second least. Yeah, the two in the middle are the most used.
Okay.
This is used.
And you're saying that's sort of, I mean, anecdotal. Your observations are that those are that people are more likely to cross on
yes.
those interior.
Yes.
Corners.
And those are the two that don't have the stop signs in front of them.
Right.
So that's where I mean, even we do it ourselves. I mean, I use those more frequently, but to me, those are that's why it's more dangerous is because people tend to use those two middle ones.
But they're not striped.
No, they're not striped. But it's a ramp down, and we have sidewalk coming.
Okay, so you're just saying people cross there.
Right.
They cross.
They're not existing crosswalks.
Right.
Well, they
can't be existing if they're not painted.
Right. That's where people cross.
There's ramps.
Sidewalks
and
north
ramps.
To south.
The sidewalk leads down to the street.
It does.
We redid the sidewalks,
yeah.
but as of right now, there's no stripes.
Correct.
Right. On any of them, there's no stripes. Yes,
right.
That's where
you're just saying that based on what you guys observe,
yes.
people are more likely to cross on those interior.
Yes. Yeah.
And
definitely.
If I may, all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all 10 of these are ramps now.
Meaning the sidewalks
yeah.
down to the street.
Yeah.
They
yes.
Are.
Everything's
yes,
existing. Nothing on here. Nothing on
ramps.
Here is proposed
okay.
in terms of sidewalk. You know,
yeah.
sidewalk accessing the roadway.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would prefer to see, I guess, all of those stripes, just especially because those two interior ones. I'm not sure that it's feasible, though, with the 3B where it has additional stop signs. You'd be stopping, like, every 15 feet, you know. I mean, so that doesn't seem to quite make sense to me either. I do have one thought of is putting, you know, underneath the stop signs, putting an additional small sign that says, like, staggered four-way stop, something that kind of maybe would make some people at least read it and notice that they're, you know, just because of what Rachel was talking about, well, people don't seem to know what to do. They stop and they go and they're not, and then someone's turning left from Oak onto Bonnie Bray going north and the person at the stop sign going west on Oak is, you know, it's very confusing for people when they should go, when they should stop. But I wonder if putting something that says staggered four-way stop, so that maybe that would just alert people that there's a stop sign a little bit further away. I don't know. I'm not totally opposed to the lighted stop sign. I don't know how bright that would be, but I do feel like we need some way to kind of make people pay attention a little bit more to the stop sign. I just feel like they're driving and they just
and we'll talk about that. I don't think it's necessarily not a done deal, and I don't think it's necessarily even have to be part of the recommendation that any of these signs be lit.
Okay.
So they, you know, there are a range of alternatives.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm also against the narrowing of the street. I think that would make it more hazardous. And I have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I don't want it to be more dangerous than it already is for them. So
okay.
That's
Thank
really about
okay.
all I had to say. But I want to bring it to your attention about the crosswalks, the ones that I feel are the most used and more dangerous.
Right, thank you. So anyone else, did you want to address this?
So even though I don't live in around that area, I do, by hearing my fellow River Forest neighbors, I do drive around there frequently. And I have noticed that me driving on Bonnie Bray North, there's people on Oak, driving on Oak, they don't stop. And I've had to sometimes make a hard stop because they don't see me. So whatever, there's any risk mitigation.
They don't stop even though there's a stop sign.
They don't.
But
they'll
there
do
is a
stop rolling
sign.
Stop.
You're
they'll
talking about going, they're violating the stop sign.
They are.
Okay.
So whatever you can do for risk mitigation for them and for everyone that drives through there would be greatly appreciated. And one last thing, make it short and sweet. They mentioned about the lights. I know it's reducing perhaps energy by using LED lights or expenses, but it's really harsh. It is really harsh, so. But we love River Forest, so thank you.
All right. So what I'd like to recommend to the commission is that we just take up first Bonnie Bray and Oak. And we can decide whether we address anything related to Harlem. Harlem really wasn't on the agenda. I do, Rachel, I think in one of your follow-up emails, where did Rachel
Sheila.
Go? In her follow-up email, you know, there was some comment, and Dan obviously made some comment about Harlem, but let's focus first on Bonnie Bray and Oak. We're not going to take up the LED lights. That's not part of our remit. But, you know, and if you want to, though, that's something you'd raise with the village board, but that's not part of our...
just say the taxes will go up.
Dan, did you have...
No, I'll keep
going.
If you're like other boards, don't take
LED lights.
Discussing, I still have a few solutions to some issues that people raised, if I can share them with you quickly.
Sure, go ahead. If you just go to your mic, if you would, just so we can...
Daniel Lawbert, there was concern about all the different crosswalks here. And it struck me, we have the crosswalk in front of Megan's house from here, this small crosswalk. There's no reason to have it continue. Eliminate the crosswalk there. That sidewalk in her parkway. There's no reason to have it at all. So if you eliminate that, you eliminate one crosswalk.
Which one? Would you point to that?
The one.
The one that goes.
It always kind of snakes down.
Oh, the
west side of Bonnie going north.
Yeah. Can I see that, please?
This?
Yeah, he just means
that's not a crosswalk. No. It's proposed. But Dan, only logical one. As people, as the kids are walking south, one of the points that was made, as they're walking south on the west side of Bonnie Bray, it just crosses straight over Oak, and then they jog to the west. No, I'm looking at it. I got eyes. It's right there. This right here. No, that's not a crosswalk. This is the crosswalk. That's just a sidewalk.
Yeah, I'm saying get rid of the sidewalk.
I don't think
people
use it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this one over here.
No.
Well, I don't know if we can take out some sidewalks.
So just a second. Let's just point of order.
Okay, let's listen to what
he said. Dan, if you had some other suggestions, just give us the other suggestions, because then we're going to turn it over to the commission to
So, you know, eliminate that parkway sidewalk. That's village property.
Okay.
And you might think about this. I don't know if it would help or not, Megan, but
sorry.
Yeah. And this may require more thought than just looking at one meeting, but the sidewalk that comes on the east side of Bonnie Bray that then crosses, that Mark suggested gets striped as well, what if you eliminated that crossing there altogether, take the sidewalks out from the parkway?
Wait, so you're really talking about removing the sidewalks leading through those two interior crosses.
Yeah, on the north side of...
If that would fit in, I mean, it's going to take some thought. There might be unintended consequences, but that would solve some of the issues that Megan's been raising.
But you just heard that the neighbors said that those interior intersections are the ones that are most commonly used.
Yeah, and this would steer the people away.
Under the same logic, you could remove the sidewalk leading to the street on the two exterior corners.
Except those are logical ones. So if you eliminate the not so logical ones, I think it might steer people to the regular ones. It's something to think about. I don't know.
Okay.
Dan, I'm in total agreement with you in your original comments when you mentioned that we start slow, we use the least aggressive methods, and we see how this thing evolves. And I think I know I have something to say on this, but I'm going to agree with you in that we start with something, and if more is needed, then we can certainly address that down the road.
John, why don't you go ahead and what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are definitely, I think the guys threw in way too many options for us to choose from, but after listening to the residents, they live there, they know what's going on. alternative two and alternative three with any decrease in the size of the roadway, I think is a bad idea. We have two crossings that are already proposed in our plan, and I like the idea of striping. So to go along with your arguments, striping will automatically do something over there. It will do something. And what we have is east-west traffic. And so my thoughts were that the striping as proposed and as proposed then again by KLOA on Oak Street, I think that's a great start. In addition to alternative one, I think you have to at least stripe that directly south, the interior one.
West side of Bonnie heading north.
Yes. So if we want to do one or both of those in addition to what is already proposed, that's fine. But one thing I wanted to bring up that I see, there's a sign as you're going down, what is the street right on that side of the tracks? Right there.
Hawthorne.
So as you go down Hawthorne and you get to Thatcher, there's a sign, and Jeff, I don't know what it says, but
oncoming traffic does not stop.
Oncoming traffic, because that is the exact same corner. It's coming around Thatcher, it's coming at you, and as you're at that stop sign, it says the traffic coming at you is going to turn right in front of you.
Right.
So that sign exists, and this corner here is the same thing. Pretend Bonnie Bray is Thatcher, Oak Avenue is Hawthorne, and then Bonnie Bray again is Thatcher again going through. So to not spend a lot more money narrowing roads, and we have, at least in the last 13 years I've been here, we have started to utilize more of striping to get the idea across to students, pedestrians, commuters, so forth and so on, bikers, how to do this. I think the alternative one with the additional striping, and if we can figure out what that sign is, and you know the one I'm talking about, maybe incorporate that onto the corner westbound on Oak at Bonnie Bray and then eastbound on Oak at Bonnie Bray.
So can I ask you, John?
Yes, sir.
And other members of the commission. So we heard some. So it seems to me on this, just focusing on the striping before we get to the signage.
Sure.
It seems to me that one alternative would be to stripe everywhere where there's basically a curb, you know, where the sidewalk goes to the street, and that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 crosswalks. Another alternative that was suggested was at least the two crosswalks that are across Oak. The neighbors were suggesting that the two that are shown on alternative one, I'll call those the outside crosswalks,
okay,
the farthest east and the farthest west.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors are suggesting that those are rarely used or less, you know, commonly used, and they think that the interior ones that are not shown on alternative one but are shown on the later alternative, that those are the intersections that are more commonly used. So I guess one question I'd have for the commission is, would there be a greater interest in just striping all of them or eliminating any of the, like say the farther east and the farther west crosswalks on Oak in favor of the interior crosswalks, you know what I'm saying? I'm just asking if
my opinion,
I have an idea.
What's your view?
I think right now we should stripe all of them the way it sits. So it's almost option 3B less the stop signs. When I was parked out there this afternoon, you know, you saw me parked in front of your house there.
Oh, yeah.
In the white car, you're like, who's this guy just sitting
there? I thought it was my neighbors.
Oh.
It was our
Okay.
It was our own in-house consultant.
But I saw a couple guys walk on cross there. And it was funny because one of the guys, you could see him look and run. Right, okay. Here. He looked and then he ran because he knew the guys from the right were not going to stop. You know, so he was walking northbound right in front of your house, and he looked and he saw the car, and he just ran across the street, this guy, you know, carrying his briefcase, so he must, you know, live somewhere up there. But I'm inclined to stripe them all.
And John, that sounds consistent with what you were saying.
Yeah, I think it's
the reason why I'm inclined to stripe them all is because the outer ones, they reinforce the stop signs. The inner ones are there because people are using them. That's why I wanted to do them all.
And then the only thing I would add is I agree with you. You know, on Bonnie Bray, below the both stop signs, you put something that says, you know, the wording would be something like traffic from right does not stop. And then on the Oak, you know, oncoming traffic does not stop, so they
crosswalk.
Know.
So if it's a crosswalk, they should
so
stop.
So if you put
those additional crosswalks on here, what's driving on Oak gonna in either direction gonna feel like? Obviously, if there's nobody standing on either end of a crosswalk, you have no problem. But
well,
you can do a lot of stopping.
Under this proposal, alternative one, as I understand it,
mm-hmm.
there would not be any additional stop signs. It
right.
would just be
right.
existing stop signs, but there would be some additional crosswalks. So as a technical matter, the driver should yield to any pedestrian
exactly.
in the crosswalk.
Exactly.
But there wouldn't be any additional
you don't assume that that's always going to be the case.
Well, I don't assume it, but
no.
that's the rule. And
that's the rule.
People are getting
yeah.
better at it. But you asked the question about how does it affect a driver. Under alternative one, it shouldn't change the current stopping other than if a pedestrian's in a crosswalk, which they should stop on if they're not in a crosswalk. But so in my view, it wouldn't really affect the driving other than it should add, and then depending on what we do with signage, without adding additional stop signs, at least there may be additional notice of either pedestrian crossing and or the suggestion that's been made about warning people because of the weird intersection that the opposite traffic isn't going to stop.
And I'd be in favor of that because it at least provides a legally safe way for a pedestrian to get across the street.
The only problem, I mean, I feel is if you overstripe it, which is four continuous stripes with two at the stop sign, people stop respecting the stripes. But the problem is they're saying the interior ones are the most used. But since you have a stop sign on the exterior ones, you do have to stripe them. Or you don't stripe them, assume people will look at the stop sign and stripe the interior ones. But over-striping this place will just then have, in the past, at least I've noticed if you have too many signs continuously, people just stop to ignore it. Because I just looked at one crosswalk, I'm not going to stop at the next one. Then it becomes an enforcement issue. And then people are going to say, after all these stripings, people are just still driving fast.
But you don't expect people to stop at a crosswalk.
Unless there's pedestrians.
Right.
So the striping, is it to help people know that's an official cross sign, crosswalk you recommend using? Or do you just say, why don't you all cross where the stop sign is so that it's more safer? Is something
the pedestrian traffic is going to be the way it's been for over 100 years. People are going to be walking down Bonnie Bray, and they're just using those sidewalks that exist because that's what they do. In addition to the striping, an alternative one, they have the signs, pedestrian crossings, and again, we should probably mention that should be two-sided rather than one-sided because they are going both ways. But I guess my only question, which you helped me think about, was because I think striping is important on all of them, do we also then 30 feet in front of one pedestrian crossing sign, which is yellow and has an arrow pointing down, do we have another at that pedestrian crossing, which is 20 feet ahead, or would one all the way west on Oak and all the way east on Oak at the exterior crosswalks, is that enough?
Is there a multiple pedestrian crossing sign? Just put one which says multiple.
I've seen neighborhoods really where they stripe the whole intersection.
Stripe the whole intersection.
I've seen it.
Can I ask another question? Is I don't know if it's even within our ambit, but is there any appetite, even if we could, to recommend removing any of the sidewalk that goes to the street?
Yeah, we certainly could. I mean, we've done it before.
What if we knock out a couple of crosswalks so that they can't use it?
And
right now, part of the reason for the suggested additional crosswalks is because the sidewalk extends and the sidewalk extends to the street, which is fine. And so that kind of does call for the crosswalk.
So if you take away the interior ones.
The question is, does it make sense? I'm not saying it does, but I'm just putting it out there. Does it make sense to consider recommending to remove?
It's only one street block. It's not a long.
I'm just talking about that extension of the sidewalk from the sidewalk, perpendicular piece from the sidewalk to the street. Either, say, on the exterior or the interior, wherever, you know. Because I do agree that the point that since you already have the stop sign, that's the more logical place. But then we are hearing this, and I'm guessing that if you get rid of the sidewalk,
they have to cross.
Will cross there anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not, you know.
It's a long street, like a city block, then you can agree that you need multiple sidewalks to cross. This is pretty much a short block. If you take away the interior sidewalks, then everybody's got to go to the stop sign.
Cross the grass.
That's an implementation problem. That's not a
problem.
Then you got to take a temp for jaywalking.
Exactly.
But here's the real problem. It's not a true stop sign. In other words, let's just say
you
take
about,
out
right?
the two center ones and you keep the two ends. You've got 200 feet from when this person stops going towards Harlem, and if someone's crossing there, they're going to be doing 30 miles an hour by the time that person steps off the curb, because there's no stop sign at the north part of Bonnie Bray. You know, so you've got 200 feet. They're doing 30.
It's the same issue on both ends.
And same one going the other way. So if we take out...
You're talking about the length of Bonnie Bray?
Well
where the distance between
there,
the top
but only stopping
two stop
in one
signs.
Direction. The other direction, they're not stopping. So
and you've got a stop sign here.
Yeah.
You've got a stop sign... here.
Right.
This, you know, so when you're going towards Harlem, you're doing 30 by the time you get to that crosswalk, and there's no stop sign for you. You know, that's the real problem here is, you know, ideally, we should put in two more stop signs, but the residents don't want two more stop signs. I understand that. I wouldn't want two more stop signs. Because it's such a long distance, and people do drive fast.
As a point of reference, we have another intersection like this on Park at Greenfield up north. And as part of the Safe Routes to School project, long story short is we're adding a stop sign back in, an interior stop sign. So there is some precedence for that.
Oh, on
within
Park?
The village. Correct. So as you turn off of Greenfield onto Park,
so
you then stop at the intersection, you go a little bit onto Park, and then you stop again at the north end of Greenfield.
But striping it doesn't make them go slow. That's only if pedestrians are on the striping you need to go slow.
Right.
Otherwise, they're still going to blast through.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the striping's just going to tell them that there's something going on here.
That
is the safety concern.
A human being processing.
So I guess what I'd like to see if we get any resolution on the striping, and then let's take up the signage, which would include pedestrian crossing, stop sign.
I mean, the confusion part is they want minimum number of interventions without disturbing the aesthetics of their street.
Right.
But then if you stripe six spots.
But striping is still a relatively minimal step as opposed to the other recommendations. But, I guess, I don't know, is there any consensus or is there anyone who wants to make a motion with respect to the striping, or we can also package it with signage, but I just wonder if we have any consensus on the striping issue.
I think the striping, my opinion, 3B without those additional stop signs.
So it's consistent with what John and Mike were saying, which is there's the idea is that you have these existing sidewalks that go to the street.
People are using
them. You may as well stripe it.
Stripe them.
at minimum, that does notify drivers to some extent that this is a crosswalk and
right.
they need to be paying attention. And then I guess the question would be, and I don't know if there's anyone who's opposed, is anybody strongly opposed to adding those crosswalks? It'd be basically the six crosswalks that are shown in 3B. And then the question is,
why don't we take a motion on that right to make sure we can clear that and then add the
crosswalks. Okay.
Well, no, I don't think it's.
Well, I guess the question is, we could at least recommend adding those stuff. Why don't we go ahead and make a motion to add that those crosswalks, and then we could do a separate motion with respect to signage.
Yeah.
So we're only adding four, yeah. right? Because the other two are picked up in that
correct.
Other thing that we already.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't we do that?
So. Steve, do you want
okay, to? I'll make a motion to add the four striped crosswalks on Oak Avenue.
I'd second that.
Okay, all in favor? So the recommendation is to at least stripe the intersections as shown in 3B. So then the question would be, what about signage? And I guess I'd say to Mr. Christensen, I don't think that any of these signs would necessarily have to be lit. I thought you were objecting in particular to, I don't know, maybe I misunderstood what you were saying. If you were talking about the street lights as opposed to the sign signs.
How about the sign signs?
Yeah, so the sign signs don't have to be lit. Now, they could be, so I guess the question on the table, why don't we maybe do the easiest, maybe it's the easiest one. Is anyone in favor, or do we want to have a discussion or a motion to add the interior stop signs that are shown on 3B?
I don't see that being
so
effective.
So at this point,
do you want interior stop signs?
So at this point, I think there's not support for that idea. And this is sort of goes to Daniel, what you were saying and other people is that, and what John was saying, is that generally we do try to take an incremental approach and we would start with a striping. There may be some other signage that would be appropriate and then down the road see how it works and maybe there would be some need for something else. So it sounds like there's really no interest right now in adding additional stop signs. So what about, I guess let's wait for a minute on the right turn, left turn, traffic doesn't stop. What about, I kind of like John's idea of the pedestrian crossing, and I guess is that consistent with what's being shown on alternative one, that there be a pedestrian sign, or am I misunderstanding?
Two-way pedestrian sign on one side, on both directions.
So basically a pedestrian crossing sign at the east edge of this intersection on Oak and then another pedestrian crossing sign at the west edge?
But they've got this, the based on Alternative One's recommendation, westbound traffic on the east side of Oak Avenue. Westbound traffic is stopping at the stop sign, so that's why they're only recommending that signage on the south side of the street because eastbound traffic that would see that isn't stopping there.
Okay. Which now goes to what I talked about, this 200-foot gap between the stop signs.
Right, so at least
okay.
now there's some signage to indicate there's a crosswalk coming up.
Okay.
The trick bag you get into if you're trying to put it on the north and south sides at both locations or potentially the two interior ones as well is now we've got a lot of signage in a
right.
very tight area.
So I'm just trying to understand, where are they suggesting these signs go?
The red, and you don't have color here, but they
show
it right
on the northwest
and
the southeast.
So you've got one facing that way and one facing that way. So the southeast corner over here, so you see a crosswalk.
Because
then
they don't have it here
because that car is stopping.
Hmm.
And same thing down here, yep. that vehicle is stopping, so they're trying to notify of the
but who is this sign helping?
Eastbound traffic to see that there's a crosswalk here because eastbound traffic otherwise doesn't stop there.
But it's there, it's not here. It's right at the intersection.
Correct, because the way that signage is that with the arrow down, the crosswalk is right here.
I see.
You
so
can get into the crosswalk ahead signage, but again, you get in now. You've got signage in the middle here, while there are other crosswalks in the middle here saying there's a crosswalk ahead. It gets very, very confusing for a driver.
So they would put this on this side, you said?
Yes. So that red dot and those two red lines are kind of sandwich signs. So there's one
but
facing east and one facing
east.
Because that vehicle's already stopping.
The
so
idea
they're stopping for the crosswalk, or the eastbound vehicle is not.
I get it.
So they're just trying to hit the vehicles
that are moving.
Is there another alternative, kind of maybe what I heard John saying, which is maybe at the same site that the stop sign's on each end, that you warn people that you know, pedestrian crossing in the line of sight of the driver, you know, rather than
That okay. So what, as proposed on alternative one, I like it because it's on the opposite side of the stop sign. Somebody going west and sees the stop sign and says, "Okay, I have to stop."
And you would say, make that a two-way sign on both sides.
Yes,
say,
on the opposite side of the road, because you'll see it as you're. Let's just pretend we're going west on Oak. We'll see the stop sign, but we're on this side. We're going to see the arrow that there's that.
And the thinking would be you only need one at the outer edges of the intersection.
Well,
you wouldn't need.
That's actually what I was.
Because they're so close.
I was actually going to bring up in the evolution of this, because we evolve, because we are doing four crosswalks, if these people, residents, come back in a year and say, "Man, it's still crazy what you would never do," because this will solve the problem. Because that's what we do here, is solve problems. There is a possibility of, which I think is redundant and overkill, you could almost, on the one that goes straight south, Bonnie Bray on the west side that goes straight over to Mike and Tracy's place right there across Oak, you could put another one there, but it's only 50 feet in front of the one that's all the way over here. So as proposed, I like it, because we're getting the striping in four additional places. That's going to make people pay attention. They're going to have the existing stop signs, and I would, if those stop signs aren't bright red with the white, I'm not saying light them. I like that you guys are saying don't light them, but they can be brighter and more prominent as stop signs. But then as proposed, on the opposite side of the street, we have the two-sided arrow, bright, not lit, pedestrian crossing signs. And I think we probably, with that, and it, the cost is minimal, I think with that, we solve a lot of problems with that corner initially, and I think for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in favor of that. And we can always come back and
one side
add more if you need to, but or do something different.
Yeah.
I think it would confuse people if you have a stop sign on one side and a pedestrian crossing.
I think that's the only way you can do it.
I think it'd be more confusing if you put another crosswalk sign right next to the stop sign on the same side.
That's what I'm saying. It confuses people. You
have
a yellow sign, which is a crosswalk, and a stop sign.
The way they suggested, do it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically what we're...
Like
what he says,
if you put it on both sides, it'll confuse somebody like, oh, there's a...
Oh, no. We're saying
two-sided.
On both sides.
So I think we've already recommended the additional crosswalks, and this would be basically to add the recommended pedestrian crossing signs as shown in alternative one.
Yes.
With the idea being that they'd be some kind of a bright, not lit, sign, but that's not... I don't know that it was ever intended to be lit, but we're not in favor of that being lit up.
And while we're doing it, let's just make sure that the stop signs as existing are I don't know if I want to say new, but the newer style that are very reflective.
Right. Some of the stop signs also have the little spinny thing on top. Those are kind of good.
I've seen those. I like spinny things.
Right. I mean, it does. It helps. It's a little reflecting thing that spins in the wind.
But the reflecting things can also reflect into your bedroom. By the way, I see it in my... If it's reflected...
Does everyone like the
car light
things?
Hits it, it'll reflect straight into your house.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Pretty well. Really. I see it in my house.
Oh, it's coming into your house?
Yeah.
So you hear that?
I don't. I think if we do it this way, we won't have to pass
the
a tax
spinner
referendum.
The spinner can reflect light into your window.
Yeah, don't be too excited with the spinner.
So you understand that, right? What you're saying, the spinny thing could reflect light into your window.
So you have a Mars light outside.
Right. All right. So do we need to make a motion to add these?
Yes, but my understanding right now is we're talking about basically just crosswalk signage in accordance with alternative one.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Make a motion.
You want to call
them? I'll make a
Anybody.
Motion for crosswalk signage as viewed in alternative one.
Second.
Aye.
In favor.
Aye. All right. So our recommend, I think both of those, they would require action by the village board. Is that right, Jeff?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, all this is going to run through just for the sake of consistency.
It'll still, I don't know if you have interest in going to the village board meeting, but you know, we'll, this recommendation then will get on the agenda for the upcoming board meeting. And they'll probably act on it. Do you know when, Jeff, when it's like?
April 8th, if, yeah, assuming I get this paperwork in time, which shouldn't be a problem. So we're probably looking at April 8th.
I don't really want to, I don't want to kick a hornet's nest. And I guess the question is, Harlem's not on the agenda.
Before we get into that, was there, do you guys want to talk about the traffic from left does not stop kind of thing on the stop sign?
Oncoming traffic doesn't stop? I thought that was a good idea, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so that would be.
Do you want me to make that motion?
Sure, sure.
So where would those, so they would exist at?
Just add them right to the stop signs.
Corner of Oak.
Add to the stop signs.
And then at the.
Here, I've
just
got it.
Just both
I have it written.
Stop signs. Because that's where it's not stopping.
It'd be on the stop signs.
Yeah, because it's not stopping because it's turning left.
On the stop sign says oncoming traffic is not stopping.
Yeah. Right, so at the, so I'm, I would make a motion to install oncoming traffic does not stop signs at the. Corner of Oak and Bonnie Bray, where the stop sign is going west from Harlem.
Both of them.
No, you
just
need
both
just
of them.
Two corners. No, you actually need all four corners. I'll tell you why here.
Your traffic.
So
from
if
left
you're on
traffic.
Bonnie Bray, your traffic to the right does not stop. Okay, so
yeah, but that's
going,
a stop sign.
Going towards Harlem.
No, you're right.
Then
you're
from
right.
Bonnie Bray going north. The traffic from the right does not stop because
yep.
it's okay. And then on Oak, the oncoming traffic does not stop.
Right.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Both sides
on
both
Oak,
sides.
Oncoming traffic does not stop.
But on Bonnie,
right. But you're saying if you're on Bonnie Bray going south
or north,
you're coming to a stop sign,
and your traffic to the right does not stop.
So what does
stopped.
The sign say? Did we just make this complicated? I
no,
make it so easy for
it's
you
the
people.
Same, it's the same. He's talking about the same thing. So on Oak, you know, your oncoming traffic isn't
right.
stopping. But as you approach Oak from Bonnie Bray, no matter what direction you're coming from,
mm-hmm.
the middle of this whole mess, as it comes towards you, isn't stopping.
And do you
yeah.
say...
It'll be
so
traffic
the
from
traffic
the right does
down.
Not stop.
Traffic
no,
from right or traffic from
the
left.
Traffic from the left does not stop.
Yeah, traffic from the right.
Does
right.
Stop.
Either way, if you're on Bonnie Bray, north or south...
Traffic from the right stopped 200 feet ago. They're going to be hauling.
I don't
All
think
right,
that's a
Rick, do you have it?
oncoming,
this is in Chicago.
Oncoming
Park.
Does
There's
that stop? That's going to be on Oak Street.
Yes.
Right.
And
so
on the Bonnie Bray, it's going to be
traffic
from right.
Right.
right. So we have two
not
different
signs.
Right, traffic
different
from left, side. So there's really
but,
three.
But
because there's been from the north, traffic from right doesn't stop. As you're coming northbound, traffic from the right doesn't stop. So the Bonnie Bray ones have sort of actually two different signs.
No, they
that's
the same.
No, that's from the right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
It is both from the right. So we have two traffic from the rights do not stop, and we
Correct.
Have two oncoming traffics do not
Correct.
Stop.
All right.
The
yeah,
motion
is
that.
Motion?
That's the motion.
All right. Second.
All right. He's second.
Hold on a
second.
Jeff. You can sit with him after this
who's,
and write it down.
Give me a second. You're
yeah, you're right. They are both traffic.
Yeah, he'll
type right.
it for you later.
huh?
On the northbound itself.
Yeah.
So you guys understand. So this is just add to the stop signs some further.
So that's adding two more stop signs.
We like to quiz.
Hopefully,
you know,
so now they'll stop because we've given them so much to read.
Three words or less. Three words or less is the goal there.
But the sign does work over here on Hawthorne as you're coming up to that.
All
right. Thatcher.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody.
Okay, so that does it. That's our recommendation for Oak and Bonnie Bray.
Do we get paid for this?
We better put another pot of coffee on.
Okay.
It's going to retirement funds.
I'm reluctant to get into Harlem.
I don't know if we can. Get
yeah, I don't know what there is to do it.
I guess, Jeff, is there anything that could be done with the, at least the minimum with McDonald's and the bank to say right turn only? What's our ability to make that recommendation?
I mean, they're not regulated in our ordinances because they're coming out of private property. It's onto IDOT right-of-way, so I don't know that... I don't know from an enforceability standpoint, I don't know how that works, to be honest with you.
Well,
you know,
I'd like to suggest that we table the Harlem issue. It's a complicated issue, obviously. And you, as you pointed out, Daniel, it's a state road. You've got these issues of private property. So I think, you know, the issue on the agenda right now is to deal with this intersection. We've dealt with that. If there's an appropriate way to deal with you know, Harlem or other issues at a future meeting, you know, we'll certainly do that. But I think for now, we've bitten off, you know, what we can chew tonight.
It's almost just an enforcement issue.
Anyway, so thank you for coming, and you know, like I said, we'll put this before the village board, and they'll act on it promptly. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for coming and addressing the commission. Anything else besides a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Jack seconds.
All in favor.
Okay. Aye, aye.